Welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, what do we got this week, Doug? What questions we got?
Oh, boy. We got, okay, so I asked for some questions this last week.
Got
so many. Now, obviously, we're not going to answer all of them.
Yes, we are. No, we are not.
Well, and we even still had some backlog from before, so there's some older ones on here as well.
Well, I mean, listen, having a backlog is a good thing, just in case we have a slow week of questions.
Let's see. Some of these have to do with like holiday stuff because we were asking around, and so I mean, June Love that wants to know how many marshmallows can you fit in your mouth?
All of them.
Wait. The big, like the big regular size one, or the million?
Yeah,
one?
I think they want the. If it's the little ones, a million. If it's the big ones, how many?
Maybe five. I've got a baby mouth. I've got a really small mouth for a dude. Maybe five. That's being generous, really.
I would really love to test this right now. Like, I want to go get a bag of marshmallows and try.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could probably stuff like 10.
I would say 10.
Yeah, that's normal. I could probably do more if they start melting.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like they're squishy, right? So you can really just
That's why shoving. I said all of them.
Let's see what else. Austin wants to know, without looking it up, can you name all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
On Stranger Times.
Nope. Already off to a bad start.
No. Hold on. It's called Stranger Times. Let's start at the beginning. Curse of the Black Pearl.
Yes.
Okay. And then the second one is Pirates of the Caribbean.
The Hunt for Davy Jones' Booty.
No, hold on. It's At World's End is another one.
Not in order.
No.
Yeah.
I think is it World's End or is it World's Edge?
World's End.
I think it can't. Yeah.
On Stranger Tides. It's got Tides. To be one. Tides.
Tides, yes. Tides. You're saying times.
Oh, okay. Stranger Tides. Times. Okay, that's three. And then there's three. And then we've got...
We've got Pirates of the Caribbean, Infinity War.
I got three. I got three out of what? Five?
Five?
Yeah, three out of five.
I have no idea. I can't.
Did they make more than five? Like, I literally clocked out after the second one. Like, that's when I was like, I'm all pirated out.
Not me. I love Pirates Booty. So I've watched them all.
I love Pirates Booty.
Jesus Christ. All right. Okay. There you go, Austin. No.
No, we cannot.
We sure can't. Let's see. A couple saga questions we have to ask this. Sawbone wants to know, if you're a starting pitcher for an MLB team, what would your walk up song be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mine would be WAP by Cardi B featuring Meg Thee Stallion.
Swallow me, gobble me, sit down the side of me, and as he's getting warming up his pitch.
Or WAP, I guess.
Yeah.
WAP. Sorry, I said WAP.
That's expensive. It's because it's wet old.
Bring up fucking in a mop. You.
No. you're in your 30s now. It's wet old pussy.
Wet old pussy.
Nope. Don't do that. Oh man.
What would mine be? Mine would be the Pirates of the Caribbean.
That'll get people hyped. Oh, mine'll be like something lame. It'll be like Radiohead's Karma Police, just really drag down the crowd.
It's creep. It's creep. What are you talking about?
I'm a creep. I'm a sinner.
Yeah, but what the hell am I doing here? I don't belong.
He's got the most depressing throw in MLB history. It's just like, whoa.
Oh, just a sad faced fat dude coming out of the mound.
He's a relief pitcher.
Get him, but just get him out. Gives me relief.
Jeremy asks, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I don't know, because it's like, is a bun considered a sandwich?
No.
I don't, I mean.
Yes.
No, it's not like, called, it's called a bun. It's not called a sandwich bun. It's just called a bun.
No, it is.
Who's sandwich?
He's Sam.
It's meat between bread. It's a sandwich.
No.
Okay.
And meat between two pieces of bread that fully disconnect, that you have to put together, that never touch each other. That's a sandwich.
Meat between buns.
A bun has a...
Think about like a meatball sub, though. Typically, not always are those cut all the way through.
That's called a sub.
Still a sandwich. It's a submarine sandwich.
It's different.
No, it's not.
It's different. A hot dog is a hot dog.
I guess if you see it that way, I guess it's a sandwich because of the fact. I mean, you've opened my eyes there, but it's a weird thing, you know?
But we didn't ask if a meatball was a sandwich. We said, is a hot dog a sandwich?
You said because they were not disconnected, and I'm telling you there are sandwiches that do not have disconnected
pieces of bread. All right, fine. Fine. We classify hot dogs. No, not hot dogs. Meatballs. Yeah, hot dog
in the Damn family. It. No. Okay, moving on. Next question. Donovan, King of the North, wants to know, can Jared do a video tour and review of his new Tesla?
Yes, if you wanted that.
And cue the montage.
Here it is on audio form. Here's the video.
As you can see, this is my Tesla. As you can see, I got a really good color on it.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty.
Check
and
out also, these logos. Look,
check this feature out. See, that was really cool. So like, what I did, you saw it was done. And so
you can see
let me turn the car on. There, it's on. There you go. What do you think? Like, comment, subscribe.
Here, I'll roll down the window so you guys can see what it looks like without all that tint on there. Look at it. Oh, guess what? It has a panoramic roof. It goes through glass from the top to the back. Look at it. Fucking awesome. Thanks, guys, for the video tour.
Oh, Jesus. Random wants to know, and this is the one that might divide. It won't divide us. We don't give a shit. Anime, subtitles are dubbed.
I'm good with subs.
I'm either or.
Depends.
I can switch it.
Yep. Well, it depends on a couple of things. Subs are. It depends. Yeah. It depends on what am I doing while I'm watching? Since I tend to watch things while I'm doing other things. So am I invested enough to sit there and just read the subtitles? If not, then I'm going to go dubbed because I'll listen more than watch.
Also,
and then also, how good is the dub? And how? Yeah. Because sometimes the dubs are absolute fucking garbage.
Also, there's one other thing that we never even brought into it. Is the movie called Kung Fu Hustle or not? So
yeah, because those are they're different.
Yeah,
the subs and the dubs are different.
Oh yeah, completely. I see you on that. Also for video games, I mean, look at something like Ghost of Tsushima. I have to play that with Japanese language because you got to go for that authentic experience. So I'll happily use subs. And in video games in general, I use subs just because I like to play, you know, if I want to play at a lower volume or if I just want to make sure I completely get the cutscene. But
I'm in that case, almost always.
Man, like Ghost of Tsushima is a good example. Like great subs and like just you need that emotion from the original voice actors, you know, like I think that helps a lot. Although on the other side of that, you know, if you're watching something like Cowboy Bebop has a pretty rad English cast too, you know, so it's kind of worth listening to the dubs on that. But yeah, for the most part, I'm with subs over dubs.
Yeah. Again, I think mine kind of just depends.
Yeah. Same.
Shit. Okay. Let's do one more. Let's see if I can find a good one. That's funny. And one, it's like best game of 2020 so far. Well, we're way past that. what movie universe would you want to be a part of? And then which movie universe could you actually see yourself in?
God.
Like as an, like as a, like if it was, if I was part of the story, if I was an actor, because if it was an actor, I want to be Marvel because that's where the money's at.
I think they mean like if you could live within any like universe. And then what would you actually see yourself in? Like, cause you know, like, oh, I'd love to be in Star Wars.
Ready Player One.
Oh, Ready Player One would be a good one.
Mm-hmm. No, because it's such a, like, 2040 sucks. Like, everyone's living on top of each other in trailers.
But you're in
We're going to be there in, like, 10 years anyway, so you'll get your wish.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what one could you see yourself living in? And that's one.
Oh, I thought
you said what are you going to say? The Matrix?
Oh, yeah, we're gonna see ourselves in the Ready Player One. We're
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it. So I would want to live in Star Wars, but I would probably actually end up in Ready Player One.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd actually end up in The Day After Tomorrow because that's fucking happening now.
Okay. I mean, who? I mean, how could you not answer Star Wars? Like lightsabers, intergalactic travel. Like, come on.
Yeah, opportunity to be anything.
Now, what would I be in that universe? Probably just a fat vendor.
Yeah, exactly. Who does a podcast on the side?
The Jedi mind tricks don't work.
Yeah.
Just somebody said they're like, I think I saw a Jedi today. I don't know.
No, the Jedi don't exist anymore.
Yeah, huh, they do. I saw
bullshit.
No, there's a guy who walked by and he had a lightsaber.
Yeah, well, that's fake. Fake news. Lightsabers don't exist. News.
I want to live in the Spider-Verse. Just like different types of Spider-Men. Fuck just that. Have like a multiverse thing going on.
No, there's too much death there. Or if
I
could just choose
one. I don't know. But if I had to, if I know one I'm end up in, it would be like the Crystal Lake. It'd be Friday the 13th.
Oh my God. Yep,
that's my luck. I'm going to go camping and then, you know, they're just going to take me out. I can't run. I can't run from you, Jason.
So you're saying that you're going to be doing drugs or having sex?
Definitely wouldn't be having sex. So yeah, probably be. I'll be the fat guy comedic relief. The fat comedic relief always does the
drugs,
and he always gets one of the coolest deaths. Mm-hmm. So at least I'll get that.
At least you'll get that.
Any more questions there?
Oh, I think that's going to be it for this week. We're going to save some. I know this may be a short one for Friday, but we hope you guys enjoy your weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
be good, y'all.
Until next week. And hey, guys, welcome back.
Yay, we did it.
Yay, welcome one back, full y'all. Week. One full week.
Hey, we didn't break up in this week. Good job.
Hey.
Yay.
You've got 2 days to see if we'll come back. Maybe we'll see you next week.
Yeah,
find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Let us know what you guys think of this format moving forward. I know that people are going to miss our live shows on Monday nights, but I don't know.
This works we better for us.
This is how we can come back, y'all. Yep. We're not ready for live. I don't know if we will be, but we're just this is how we do. We're doing it at our pace right now.
Yeah.
We're doing us.
Which is actually turning out to be much longer than an hour that you get. So you're getting way more content this way.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how it should be.
So, all right. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.